Hey, what's up, world? I'd like to welcome you to the Locker Room. On this podcast, doors are open to topics on real life experiences, the influence of culture on lesbian relationships, and truism of complex life. So kick back, relax, and stay as long as you like in the Locker Room.
Welcome back to another episode.
Another one.
This is our fifth episode. I think it's going to be very insightful, at least for me, I feel like.
You, we.
Yeah, but I can only speak for myself.
I'm excited too, baby. I'm always excited to do an episode with you.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling marvelous. I'm feeling happy. Congratulations on your engagement.
Congratulations on your engagement. We have just newly gotten engaged. Cheers to us. Clink your glasses for us. Take that shot for us. We are super stoked. I'm super excited. I know you're super excited too. I don't even have to say that because I know you are.
My face. Yeet yeet.
We are super excited, and when we get closer to our dates for parties, we will definitely fill you all in because we will definitely be talking about it. But today we wanted to talk to you guys about things that we wish we had known or been taught growing up, because sometimes in households, depending on, you know, of course the family, how many people are in the house, you don't get that attention. Sometimes you do get that attention and you're just that golden child, but oftentimes you don't get that attention and you don't get those life lessons. And that's what we're going to be talking about, the things that we didn't get.
Sounds very interesting. It's different for us.
Yeah, because we had two different upbringings. What our experiences are should be, I'm not going to say total opposites, but...
Total opposites.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be different. But sometimes I feel like I wish I had known or I had been taught more, because I had 6 aunts, 5 uncles, my grandma and my grandfather, and cousins around me. So I kind of felt like I could have been taught a little bit more. I didn't ask a lot of questions because I was somewhat reserved, because my family wasn't, you know, as I said before, they aren't affectionate. Asking them questions, it's kind of like everything was always awkward when you wanted to ask a question or when you wanted to have a serious talk. It's like when you want to have a talk, it's like, okay, well, what's your motive behind it? Or it didn't stay between you and that person. It circulated through the family. So it didn't make me feel comfortable to talk to one person.
No, I definitely understand what you're saying about you being reserved more so, because I was pretty much reserved too. And granted, I was the only child, but it wasn't like me and my mom didn't get really close until I got older. And even when we did get closer and I got older, we really didn't talk about much of anything. Like, we talk about my day or something like that, but we never really got down to, you know, like the nitty-gritty, you know, like stuff that prevents you from going down a certain road. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of just like, you know what you're supposed to do, you know what you're not supposed to do, so fall in line kind of thing. That's kind of how it was for me.
I always get that, we raised you this way, so you should know, you know, right from wrong. I'm like, you didn't raise me anyway, so if I do it, then obviously I don't know.
And sometimes you do know, but you know, you kind of just got to see for yourself. That's kind of how I was. And I knew I shouldn't be, well, I thought I knew that I shouldn't be smoking weed, but then come to find out, lo and behold, was nothing wrong with smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, some things you
as
think,
a kid?
Not as a kid. I'm just saying, it is. As, I was like, saying, growing yes, up, it. Like 17, 18, you know, your parents say you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. So I kind of knew in my mind, all right, they said don't do this. But granted, it was nothing wrong with smoking weed. That didn't take away anything from my life. Like, it didn't jeopardize anything.
Well, thankfully it didn't, because with someone else, I'm sure that it did.
I don't think it was the weed. It might have been the alcohol or whatever else that came behind it, but I don't think it was weed that seriously affected anyone. It's definitely not a gateway drug. Definitely not. But we're not making this episode on weed. We're making this episode.
I'm so loving this clear-minded person that I have in front of me. It's so lovely.
Okay, next. Next.
All right. So speaking on things that we wish we had known growing up, what is one thing that you can say that, or a lesson that you wish your mom or aunts or cousins had told you about now that you're an adult?
One thing would be to invest in something, you know, like you have to put, and not just investing in like financially, but what your knowledge, just invest in something you always should look to. Well, to me, I feel like I always should look to find more, to know more, to have more, you know what I'm saying? Like, just don't get comfortable. And I feel like it was easy for me to get comfortable. Like, as long as I was doing good or I was up to par, it was like I never had anyone behind me pushing me like, you can be better. And that's, I'm not saying that's anyone's fault, but just to know more and to do more.
Yeah.
And don't just work like for day to day, like work, save that money and do something else with it. Like, invest in yourself, invest in your knowledge, your finances, and whatever you're doing. Like, just invest and always want for more. Never get too settled and comfortable.
I agree with that. That's one of the things that I wish someone had talked to me about. But was there anyone in your family that invested? Is there someone that was good with their money and, you know, invested and did all these things, and there's a person that you look to for that?
Honestly, not really in the way that I feel like it should have been. But I mean, who am I to say that these people should have done more? You know what I'm saying? I feel like they done all they could. Like my mom, she was a hard-working lady. She only worked one job for her entire life. She started there and she retired from there, just as her mom did, which is my grandmother. So I mean, I can't take anything away from that. It's just, I feel like it's just more, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like they could have, I'm not gonna say they could have done more, because like I said, I feel like they done all that they could. But if somebody would have been behind them pushing them, like, okay, you've done that, you completed that, you've shown that you can do this, now you need to do more. And I mean, like, my uncle, he has like, you know, car washing, detailing business or whatever, so he works for himself. But I mean, it's no buts, I take that butt back. I mean, I'm proud of him. But other than that, no, nobody really, you know, went off their own way, having their own business or setting their kids up, you know, like for the next level, basically.
Okay. I think that finances is one of my, I only really have three, but they, to me, they're really big points. And finances was, or is, one of the things that I wish I had been taught growing up. I started working, my first job was at McDonald's when I was like 13, 14. And I got my,
you couldn't even work till you got work spent. It had to be like 15, babe.
Well, whatever. I had a worker's permit.
Okay.
So I got my worker's permit and I started working at McDonald's, and I worked at Domino's when I was in high school. I knew that I wanted to make money to get what I needed. And I don't think I had anybody in my family that was so well off that they can take care of the entire family.
Right.
And I don't think that I have people in my family that is so financially well off that they can really give advice. Although, you know, as a kid, you would hope that, you know, they would train you on the way to go and how to manage your money, how to save your money, how to invest your money, and things like that. I wish I had gotten that lesson. I'm not gonna say I'm bad with money, but I wish I was better. I wish I had better strategies or tactics or lessons on how to manage money better and how to invest it. Because I think that with a little bit of knowledge, you can go a long way. Yeah. And go being young and doing that, I feel like adults will learn or want to learn more about money and how it's funneled when they get older. It'll be a little easier. Mm-hmm. And they won't just be throwing money away frivolously.
You're right. Although I feel like the little bit of money that me and my mom or my family had, I was, you know, taught to save, and I was taught to hustle and make my own money and stuff like that. It was just like, okay, you got the money, what do you do when you get it? I really never was taught that part. I mean, I was taught, okay, you gotta work for money. Money don't grow on trees, you know, right. Like stuff like that. But
that was their way of not wanting to give it to me.
Yeah, that too. At the same time, it was like, okay, now I got a little bit of money, how do I get more money, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I was I was led in the right direction, a little bit of more direction when it hurt.
Right.
And like I said, I feel like knowledge is the most important thing to invest in, because the more you know, I feel like the more you have, or the more you can get.
Knowledge is power.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely, that's one of my things that I really wish had been stressed to me, because I really can't tell you what I even spent my money on when I got my paychecks. I really cannot remember.
You had a car, you probably had insurance.
Well, I had cars. I had a car, but I didn't have to pay the insurance. I really just had to put gas in it. That was about it. I mean, other than that, because, you know, I'm not a shopper, and I've never been a shopper. So me going out, spending money at the mall and doing all that stuff, it wasn't me then.
Yeah.
And it's not me now. So probably, but I worked at restaurants, so I ain't have to pay for food.
True.
Unless I wasn't working, but then I go up there and get food for free.
So you was making a way. Definitely making a way.
But being financially stable is something that I wish was stressed to me when I was growing up. I really do.
Another thing I feel like I should have been told or taught was not to take people for granted, whether it's people that's in your family, like older people, your elders, your grandparents, when you're younger, you know, like the important people, basically. Like, don't take people for granted, because...
Well, everybody's important.
Not really.
What you mean?
Not really. My friend that I went to school with in middle school towards my grandmother, like, that friend ain't gonna be important to me. I'm talking about somebody that's gonna tell you some stuff. Somebody you can confide in, like somebody that's value to your life. Like, don't take them for granted. Everybody ain't important. But yeah, I just feel like I could have been taught that too, because like when they're gone, they're gone. And not to say that I didn't take value in the relationships that I had. Like, my grandmother, my mom's mom, like, was one of my best friends, and I'm so glad that we had the relationship. But it's just like, at times I still wish I would have asked more questions. I would have dug deeper into our relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have found out more. Yeah. Granted, I found out a lot. She did a lot for me, and you know, we were close as hell, but at the same time, it's like I feel like I could have asked more questions. I could have been around more. I could have figured out more things about life, because these are people that's well seasoned. They already experienced this, they experienced that. Like, my granddad, he picked cotton, and his mom once told all the grandkids, including me, a story of when they used to pick cotton. My granddad must have been like 10 or 11 years old, and they were picking cotton. They had their little sacks or whatever, and if you didn't get so much cotton after they waited, at the end of the day, you would get beat. So my granddad would pick cotton, and my grandma would put, his mom would put water in the bag to make it weigh more, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just wish I knew more little tricks and trades of life, you know, like that. I mean, yeah. It's simple, but it's something, and it's like, I'm glad I know that.
To add on to that, I think I would have wanted my family to be, or teach me to be more expressive, to brace my emotions and show love and affection, because I think that has played a small part in my relationships when I'm not affectionate at times, and when I'm okay with just not being as affectionate, because that's how I grew up. Being more expressive is just being okay with just being different and not trying to be like everybody else, mm-hmm. which I never did. But you know, when you're young, you're impressionable, so mm-hmm. you do things that, you know, you do things to fit in instead of just being yourself and letting people like you for who you are, and being respected instead of liked, and being more loving and showing affection. That's like, that's a big deal for me, because although my family's not affectionate, I feel like I am, and I want my family to be affectionate. Like, when we do have kids, they're gonna be the most affectionate kids ever. I'm gonna love them, kiss on them, smack their cheeks and everything. That's something that I wish was more expressed.
You just start practicing now, right? I mean,
yeah,
you started right now where you are, being affectionate with yourself, being affectionate with your partner, being affectionate with whatever family members you are around. I mean, you just, you know, just kind of start where you are.
That is true. I wish they had, you know, talked to me about relationships, not just family relationships, but being in relationships with other people and learning how to be in a relationship and what it actually means to be in a relationship. Because when you're younger, you're going off emotions. Older people just say you just hot in the ass, and you're not thinking clearly, because you're just thinking, It's like adrenaline constantly running. At least that's how I feel when I would like somebody. I would just love hard. I would look for that attention where I wasn't getting it. So that love for me, I would try to hold on to it, not knowing whether that love was good or bad, and learning how to recognize when it was or was not. Those would have been good lessons.
Hey, I got a good friend of mine, which is pretty much like family, but she and her kids, like she has two kids named Kelly, but she like she talked to her daughter and her son about everything, and I'm talking about like from sex, because me and my mom never really talked about sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, she talked to them about everything that you can imagine. If like she's her kid's best friend, and I always give her kudos to that, because I'm just like, yo, like all the time I wish I had that tight bond with, you know, my mom or my family, and I can just talk to my mom about anything. Like they talk about everything, and I'm just like, wow, that's what I was missing pretty much. Like, we didn't talk about sex, we definitely didn't talk about my relationships, because I didn't have many. I definitely didn't have any with guys, so I already felt like I was pretty much outcast by me liking females, so we definitely didn't talk about that. But like, if you're that close with your parents, I feel like you don't really care about what nobody else say, because your parents are gonna tell you the truth, they're gonna tell you the real. So if you're good with them and you ain't really missing nothing, you ain't losing nothing, they're gonna give you the scoop. So I really wish basically I was that close with my mom coming up. So when I do have kids, when we do have kids, I'm not saying I'm gonna be like going down a list like, okay, you need to know this, you need to know this, you need to know this. Of course I'm gonna go, you know, as life goes, but I'm definitely gonna make sure I'm like number one in their life. You can tell me everything, anything, and you can't be judgmental with that.
Yeah, I think those are the best relationships. When children feel they can trust you, when they feel like they can come to you and talk to you, that's when they're most open. I didn't feel like I had that.
You feel like if your people is gonna be judgmental, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
They are. They are very much judgmental people. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get my own feelings hurt and have that circulate through the family and not feel like I had a sense of security or privacy.
Yeah.
And that was one of my big things, and that's why I secluded myself in my room a lot. And I would watch my brothers like play basketball in the road or ride their bikes like from my window. Like just sitting in my room, I would like watch MTV, just write my journals, put posters on the wall. That's when I had like a whole bunch of posters on the wall. I would just be in my room, and I would want to make sure that my kids feel like they can come to me about anything and not feel like they have to hide it or feel scared to come to me because of what they think I'm gonna say.
Yeah, and you also have to tell them, you know, things that you've been through, so they don't just feel like, why am I feeling like this, or if I do this it's wrong, or, you know, even if it is wrong, like you have to let them know that, like, you've been through some of the same stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember telling my dad about stuff. It was just like, basically, it was a long trip in the car, like 3-4 hours, so we didn't have nothing else to do but to talk. So we started talking about some of the stupid things that I've done, and he started telling me about some of the stupid things that he done. I'm like, wow, like, I didn't know that you did that. I didn't know that that happened to you. I mean, it's like, it happened to me too, but just for him to be like, yeah, I know, the same thing happened to me. And I'm like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
It makes you feel a little bit more secure and safer, and makes you want to talk about it and, you know, let it out, then that you know that they've been through it too.
It makes you not feel alone
in
your emotions, and being able to talk to someone, you feel like you have somebody. It's like having a therapist. It's like, that's when I started going to therapy, because like, I didn't feel like I could talk to anybody, especially not in my family, when I wanted to talk to people in my family. But I had friends, but you know, it's different when you talk to somebody you don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's what helped me a lot, like growing up. I think that being able to allow your kids to express themselves and let them know that life happens. Like, you have to be able to be comfortable with telling your kid that life happens and things are gonna happen like all the time, but you have to let that child go through that experience.
That,
and
you
still
also have to preempt them, let them know that this could happen if you do this,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But if
there are always consequences, of course you're gonna let them know that there's consequences.
Yeah, but
to
see,
actions.
Like, my parents didn't really go down that road, like tell me that, like, okay, if you do this, this is gonna happen. Granted, I mean, just common sense would really tell you that, but just by them telling you, like, okay, if you do this, and then this is gonna happen. And you know how kids are, they're pretty much rebellious anyway, but it's still,
they think they're gonna get away with it anyway.
It's still in the back of their mind, like, mm-hmm. dang, you know, mama told me this, or, you know what I'm saying, they still gonna think about it, so you're doing your part.
Right.
As long as you're getting it out there, letting them know. And, I mean, I feel like that's important.
That is important. My last things I wish I had known is womanhood and what to expect. And I still talk to my nieces, like, to this day, and I asked them, I was like, did your mom talk to you about, you know, what's going to happen when you get your period, how to know when your period is coming, how to keep up with your period. Because I got my period in sixth grade, and it was that morning my grandma was still living. It came on like right before we were getting ready to walk to the bus stop at the top of the road. And I think I told my grandma, but I kind of hid it a little bit. And
so you didn't have a clue what was going on at all?
No, but you know, you have the health classes at school. That's the only type of information that I got when it came to womanhood, is the reproductive system topics at in your health ed class.
Yeah.
I didn't get it from my aunts, even though I had six of them. And my mom wasn't there, so I didn't get it from her. My grandma had a lot going on day to day, so I didn't get it from her. The school was the only place that I got that from. Of course, the school is not going to tell me how to put in a tampon or how to put on a pad, but you know, they told me back and how the body or what the body goes through during that period. But it would have been great to know, like, this is what's going to happen when you have that time of the month. This is how you take care of yourself when you go through that time of the month.
Right.
You know, take care of your body, take care of yourself, period. Being a woman, like, it's totally different from a man, because men don't get periods. They get off easy in life. But women, they go through so many different changes, you know, getting boobs and, you know, growing up, you start to fill out your bodies and all this other stuff. And I just wish that I was kind of preempt on some of the things that were going to happen to me as me becoming a woman.
Yeah, I feel like you turned out wonderful anyway.
I'm still short, but yeah.
And however you figured that out on your way, on your journey. But yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. And granted, for me, my mom, she was talking to me about a period before I even knew what it was. So I was just like, huh, what? Hi? Okay, whatever. Like, all right. And then I kind of remember me at a Piggly Wiggly, I believe, in the parking lot. And I don't know if it came on then or that's when I realized or whatever the case may be. But I told my mom, she went directly back into the store and got everything I needed. And but I mean, we talked about that. She talked to me about it more than I would have liked her to. But I mean, in a situation like yours where somebody didn't say anything about it at all, really, at your house, I guess that was good. And then with my mom, I used to go to the doctor her lot. She had three tumors, she had a few surgeries, a hysterectomy, all kinds of shit. So I was with her all the time, of course, because I was her only child. And I mean, I wanted to be there to make sure she was okay. But I mean, I remember when she was like going through that and she was having all these blood clots and like just craziness, and she was just telling me about how, you know, the reproductive system is, and that she couldn't have any more babies. And you know, she just told me about all that, and I was just like, hey man, I kind of felt bad for her. But long story short, yeah, she told me more than I probably wanted to know about that situation, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, those are good things to know, especially when you start getting promiscuous and wanting to have sex. And
yeah, we didn't talk about that. We never talked about that.
Yeah, talking about sex and, you know, being
protected.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about self-esteem, talking about confidence. These are all things that, you know, it all ties into, because you look for love in all the wrong places. You look for love where you're not getting it. And having that self-esteem, having that confidence in yourself, in my opinion, kind of strays you away from wanting to do that so early.
Mm-hmm.
But those are my three top things that I wish someone had talked to me about: finances, womanhood, like emotions, being secure. Those are things that I wish I had been taught growing up. I think I'm doing pretty good now. But
awesome.
Yeah, but of course, when you look back on it, you're like, well, maybe if I had been taught this early on, then maybe I would be a little bit better at managing this.
Mm-hmm. Then it's never too late. So if you feel like true. You're lacking something, you can just teach yourself, and that way whenever you have kids or have children or nieces and nephews or whatever the case may be, you're knowledgeable enough to let them know and give them insight.
Right. Well, good conversation, babe. Good
always.
Conversation.
I enjoyed you at the blue table.
Yeah, I hope that this conversation sparks, you know, conversations in your family and also with your kids. If you're listening and you have kids, talk to them about, you know, everything. Whatever you want to talk about,
anything.
Nothing should be off limits. Of course, talk to them in a way that's understandable for them, but always have conversations with your children, because what you don't know, they will find out in another way, and it might not be the way that you want them to find out. All right. Well, thank you for listening to our episode of The Locker Room. Our fifth episode. We are getting up there, guys.
Slowly but surely.
Absolutely. Until next time, thank you for listening. for listening to the Locker Room Podcast with Telly and Kiki. Head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to the show, subscribe, rate, and also leave a review. With your ratings and reviews, it helps us to move up the charts and lets us know we are giving you the content you deserve. Also, if you would like to support this podcast, head over to Patreon and become a member. This helps us to keep this podcast running each and every month. Join us on the next episode of The Locker Room.